everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamont. We always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in, preach. So glad to have you with us today. I had some good things planned for today, but chain of events have made where I had to change my idea. And those that weigh in the news area sometime in the news department, you can't have it your way all the time. So we're so glad to have you with us tonight. We're dealing with Trump's Day of Reckoning. Sheesh. He states that on Tuesday, he looks to be indicted by the DA in New York City. And as they've been talking all day long, whether he's perp walk or not perp walk or mugshot or not mugshot, he's got to give up the ghost. We're going to deal with this subject matter today like no one else has dealt with it. I've heard everybody else and even attorneys and DAs and so forth, and they are not dealing with the process. I hear and see certain things that I consider to be questionable. First of all, how is Trump getting this day specifically in his mind that that's the day it's going to happen? No one have dealt with yet. Could there possibly be a mole or possibly be a informant in the New York City DA department? I'm just saying allegedly there might be. We know even that the FBI director Comey stated that he leaked information deliberately during the Trump administration because he felt that it was necessary. We know that others, such as the Joint Chiefs of Staff and General Milley, decided that they needed to leak information, give information out, and hold press conferences that wasn't sanctioned by the president to save their name and their reputations. So I'm wondering, could there possibly be a mole there? We know that Trump has police officers and judges and prosecutors and so forth on his side, as well as Biden has on his side. So I say if we can have a sitting director of the FBI leaking information, could there possibly be someone in the DA's office doing the same thing? The DA doesn't act like he's too worried about that. One or two things. That's not the day. They got the date wrong, or he has switched it and probably found out who the mole is and have not let that channel down to the mole. The mole doesn't know what's going to go on. But people are under the impression of certain things that I have to tell you. First of all, in any country is not immune to prosecution. No matter how drastic that prosecution is, we see now that Putin has been indicted by the World Court. That's because he's not immune to prosecution, whether he believes it or not, or follow the court. There's some people that believe that if he happened to take his behind to Great Britain or to America, he's going to be extradited. Because we do have those types of treaties internationally. You got to know what's on the table. Who's playing the high cards? You know, if you don't know how to bid, if you're playing bid whist, you're playing hearts, or you're playing spades, and you don't know how to bid, you could have the greatest hand in the world, but you think it's weak. And I think that's part of what's happening with what's going on with Trump. Trump has known that he's been in trouble for some time, for years, before he got to the presidency. That's why he didn't want his taxes to be looked at and dealt with. And he kept saying, well, the federal government looking at it, so I can't release anything. And what we have found out that since then, his private attorney, who was involved in allegedly some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, such as Stormy Daniels, and his accountant, have both served time in the federal penitentiary now because of the same charge. So to me, that means that he is liable for those same charges. If it's nothing but a fine, so or prison time, or both. But Trump seems to have people in high places, even spies. We see how the spies flock to his resort in Florida, and without swift FBI and Secret Service guard cooperate, you know, that he stated numerous times when he was the president, he turned some of the worst criminals away, police officers and government officials. Say, don't worry about it. I got the pardoning. I'll pardon you. Well, technically, you're not supposed to pardon anybody unless you're requested to do so by their attorney. You can't just get involved in somebody's case, legal case, unless they request you to do so, whether you're the president of the United States or not. Nobody has ever brought that out but me. So that means if I don't want Trump to get me off or say, well, hey, I like you, I want to get it. No, thank you. I don't have to accept a pardon from him or anything else. But the situation that I see here is that they play us for a fool. You know, of course, you see now we didn't have any preliminaries. I felt that we need to get into the meat and potatoes of this, which is going to happen in less than 24 hours. We're going to find out, is this the day of reckoning or not? Nobody's ever asked the question, do you think that you have a motive? In your office, in the DA's office, do you think that there is a mole in the FBI? Is somebody given information? We know that they exist. A special reports that was made because of Trump and the two impeachment proceedings, we find out that they are people doing their own things in every department here. Why? Because they don't like the Donald. And some do like the Donald. So many of them are violating the law by giving out information or refusing to do what they're supposed to do or destroying documents. That needs to be brought out. Let's find out if you got an attorney, could he possibly have failed to do his or her job adequately? As far as I'm concerned, Trump can be indicted tomorrow or any other day on numerous charges. And it's not just the Stormy Daniels situation. Tax fraud. Election fraud, business fraud, not paying his workers and so forth like that, and taking their benefits. All these things are punishable by the law, or stipulates in the law that states that it's illegal to do those things. But Donald Trump thinking that he's president and a sitting president, there was nothing that could be done to him. Well, he's not a sitting president any longer. And I would like for people to know that the Secret Service does not owe him any special allegiance other than protection. You hear what I say? Of course, if you hear a conversation, you see something, you look the other way and so forth, you know, try to get privacy. But you do not forsake your country and your oath for Donald Trump or for Joe Biden. So if you know that the FBI come in, just like they knew that the feds came to his residence and so forth in New York, open the door. You see the credentials? You have no legal right to keep them out. And tell the president that, I'm sorry, we cannot prevent them from coming in because they have a signed, valid warrant signed by a judge and DA and so forth and allege certain things. That's not our job to determine whether you're innocent or guilty. It's just our job to protect you. We're going to make sure these people don't harm you in any way. That doesn't mean that we won't prevent them from arresting you. If they arrest you, we just get our overcoat and go along with you. Be in the cell with you and so forth. That is their job. Not to put a stop to any legitimate legal action taken by a state or a municipality such as New York City. But the Donald thinks he can get away with what he wants to do. He's done this, like I said, numerous times and have told all of his cronies, we can get away with it. You know, Watergate, there was over almost 50 individuals of Richard Nixon's that ended up in prison. Something like 45 or more and so forth. Some may have done just a few days. But including the Attorney General, John Mitchell, did time in the federal penitentiary. He's the boss of the Justice Department, and he couldn't keep himself out of jail. There's no way that Trump can legally keep himself out of jail. Put on your big boy panties and just deal with it. You know, you did that to enough of us and so forth to come knock on our door, come get us and bring us out of the house and so forth, handcuffed, haven't committed any crime. Many of us lucky enough to live through that and don't end up a corpse. Almost every week we're hearing reports of where police officers have beat, allegedly, prisoners, female as well as male, white as well as black. They don't like you no more than they like me. And sheesh. So, you want to know what my guess is what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know enough about what's going on. I would have thought that Stormy Daniels could have waited just a little and dealt with the other cases first, because the evidence is fresher there and needs to be handled. We already have the evidence on the Stormy Daniels case. Stormy Daniels remind me of Bill Cosby. You know, I told you some time about that. Bill Cosby got in trouble because I told the people what Bill Cosby did. I don't forget. I remember a few years ago that it was stated that a young, light-skinned young woman come up, grown woman, and said that Bill Cosby was her father. And supposedly had a boyfriend who was helping her do this, but Bill Cosby said, oh, I'm not your father. But what Bill Cosby had done, and this is not allegedly, he had paid hush money to this young woman's mother for decades. Do you hear me? What good that money could have done in the United States, even out of the United States, someplace else, or where they need schools or orphanages or hospitals, you know, you don't have anything like that, scholarships. He gave it to a woman to keep her mouth closed because he was having an affair on his wife, Camille. These are facts that this was in court. Bill has not lived a good life in a long ass time. He started filling his Wheaties with I Spy and thought that he was just as great as the white actor in that. Subsequently, actually, he was supposed to be the top man in the series, but he was a Negro. So being a Negro, he couldn't have the white man during those times, the 60s and so forth, work for him. He had to work for the white man. So he had to be a golfing pro, tennis pro. We all know that type of thing. He's got to carry the clubs and so forth, even though he's the main man. And he had to say, yes, sir. Well, that's what Bill lived, that type of life. And then he started to go to the Playboy Club and rub elbows with white folks. The white folks didn't even let other white folks come to the Playboy Clubs. But they wanted to be entertained with the Bill Cosbys and the Louis Armstrongs and on and on and on, you know. So Bill, with his big cigar and his whiskey in his hand, running around with the women there. And we do mean white women. But it was highly questionable that he would be running with white women. Not because there's anything bad with white women, but as we said, the time period. He made promises to these people. He got a new show, the Bill Cosby Show, where he's America's favorite dad. You know, they got a commercial now with original, their dad, just like little white boy sees Shaq as his play brother, and she's as Dr. Huskimo and his wife, attorney, that they all know what's going on. Heathcliff was dipping his toe in the waiting pool. He wasn't even supposed to cut his eyes open and look at it. Bad. So he allegedly got, what, after it all come out, 70 some women that at least come forward and said, Me Too? That's where Me Too come from. Me Too. I remember I was in the African country room, and they posted some things, and I started talking about Bill Cosby and said he's getting ready to say a speech the next day that he's getting on my nerve because he play holier than thou. And his life ain't nothing that we talk about black folks, poor folks, and so forth, which he did during that time period. And not a humble man at all. went to Temple University and so forth, Philly. But Brother Cosby was accused of doing these things to these women. And so when I brought that out, everybody called me a liar. Because, see, these are young people that wasn't there when that case was in court that I was telling you about, where he's paying the woman hush money for 20 years. And one thing, he's not a politician and not having run for office. A little different than politicians and so forth, paying money off. And if you look at the Stormy Daniel case, supposedly the attorney for Trump paid, allegedly, the money for Trump to keep this from going to the news. And evidently Trump paid him back. But now they tied it up with election fraud and so forth, campaigning. And who knows what money they used? Was it campaign money that they used? Did he go to his bank and made a withdrawal? We don't know that. None of that came out in the press. And the news sources now that used to do adequate investigative authorities such as Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine and U.S. World Report, some of those entities not even existing any longer. Sheesh. Well, broke it down if they had to have a special issue to do that. That's why I love my library. So I could go back and I'm talking about Watergate. I had everything that dealt with Watergate from the beginning to the end. I didn't have to ask anybody. And when I get through talking before people, they say, wow, you really do know your stuff. Sheesh. Yeah. That's because I read and I retain what I read. So that's what happened to Bill. Bill was paying hush money for 20 years. Not just one time. When you get in a situation where people, do you hear me? When you get in a situation where people know that you are afraid of them, they're going to talk, and daddy would say, much doo-doo. Well, you know, if this happened to leak out a little, and you got a wife and you got kids and you got your America's favorite dad, and you've got all kind of commercials you're doing, endorsements you're doing, and you're getting all kind of back now. Sheesh. Let's see. I think that it's worth a little something to keep that out of the hands of the wrong person. Don't you? Bill must have thought that because he paid it 20 years. Not just one time. Sheesh. Or allegedly for 20 years. It's funny that, like I said, I'm there dealing with these things. I don't try to look to cause anybody trouble, but I just tell the truth. And if I happen to know the truth and I know you're not telling the truth, I'm liable to raise my hand and in college, a habit of misspeaking. Just like she said, World War II, that it was the War Department. Pardon me, the Defense Department. I can't say it wrong. And to be facts, military branches on one arm and one secretary of defense instead of the Department of War. And that pissed the teacher off, so it's a good question. Even my advisor said, it's a good question. I don't know what you want me to put down. Do you want me to put down the right answer or the wrong answer on the test? I don't care. I can put either one. But I want to put the one down that's going to get me an A. Jeez, why are you playing? I am cracking up, but that is true. People don't want you to, you know, with people like me, black, and they said that you uppity. You know too much. Pappy used to get at me and say that he's glad I went down south. Because I know my rights. And that's why black mothers and fathers had to talk to their sons about knowing their rights and but still knowing how to keep the tongue, keep the mouth to themselves. Don't go popping off. And they are not there to help you or protect you. And there's a whole station house of cops beating your ass, excuse the expression, beating your behind. And the next time they see you, it's in an undertaker shop, a coroner's. Can you come identify? And it's so, the face and so forth is messed up. Maybe it's a tattoo that you don't buy, a gold tooth or something like that. But we're talking about law and breaking it down like nobody else is breaking down Tuesday. That Trump, they said, once again, they said Trump talked that doo-doo, talked that mess, but say he's the scariest guy there is. And say that his anxiety and everything, he's so nervous and he's scared. He ain't talking mess. He went to a wrestling match or something like that the other day. I think it's one of those old phony wrestling matches from what I saw. This is the time that he needs to be going to church. He needs to go to the hospitals and speak to the children in the cancer department. I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. To the parents who just had children born and have a picture taken with the baby and the mother and father. Or go to the jail and talk to some of the inmates. Or talk to the homeless. Don't try to do them harm and beat them up and rip down their tent cities. Give them some of that money out of your pocket so that they can eat for several days. Sheesh. Or get drunk for several days. But Trump is not that type of person. So they say that President Trump is so scared and terrified of Tuesday, the day of reckoning. What's going to come down on his head? And it may not be nothing. I tell you what, if I was the district attorney, I sure the hell wouldn't make him right. I'd do it the next day. Or the day before, he would have got it Monday instead of Tuesday. Then when he said, all I knew was coming, just didn't know what day. But they playing these games with the Donald instead of putting these charges on him and getting them out the way. He could have been convicted on numerous of them. We already know during the impeachment proceedings his guilt. We heard his own advisors state about his guilt. The insurrection, we know about his guilt. We've heard his advisors talk about it, even his vice president. state that we don't even talk any longer. This is the man that's supposed to be leading the party that he's got it so bad until the second man in the party, who is Vice President Pence, he would like to pick up the phone and say, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. We know that he picks up the phone and say different things to women who aren't his wives. Allegedly. Sheesh. So I wouldn't be so surprised if it's not tomorrow. That he wasn't fed wrong information. Because if he's so adamant that he knows the exact time and date, I wonder, do we know the second coming of Christ? When is Christ supposed to come back down here? Let me know, you know everything else. You can pinpoint the day and say that this is the day when the 306 Fridays a year, you know that is this specific day. It's going to be the day. And you could be right. But he has not demonstrated that he has any of the inklings of leadership, of honesty, of empathy and dignity. He only got the idea of he's in charge, whether he's the boss of his business, the head of the family, Trump family, or the head of the Republican Party. That Donald is in deep doo-doo. And we got to know that. Supposedly they're talk about dancing in the street. I don't mean dancing like you see in West Side Story. You get me? They talking about the police and the criminals or the henchmen of Trump dancing in the street with weapons. Probably bombs. We already know that they tried to plant bombs. They did plant bombs during the insurrection. I think that there should be a high alert, not only in bringing them there, but around the country, to be mindful of packages left behind that really doesn't belong to anybody. But it's wrapped up kind of good. You say, well, who didn't blow it off? Ashish. We give you this information that nobody else will. You believe in us. That's a letter of mine. Where you always get double help with justice and truth. We want you to subscribe and become a member. Hit that notification button. Oh, what could we have done? Especially with, let's say for instance, the banking. And I told you about the company Fingerhut and so forth. Nobody else picked that up but me, Mr. Larry. And they still send me letters telling me how great I am. I got an account down there. Now you want to make sure you keep your payment up. They allow them to get away with what they want to do. This is what happened to the Donald and to the banking industry in this country. We can drive it out of the country and drive it underground as we've done the disc and the chip and so forth that's now overseas, made in Cambodia and other places. simply for the fact that you got bad business personnel like Donald Trump that don't pay their people. They pay sweat wages over there, but they at least get the dollar when payday comes. They don't have to wait on it. And child labor. There's so much you can get Donald Trump on that people who are willing to say that they will testify against him, even his own children, states that he's wrong in certain situations. I'm pretty sure to get a conviction of Donald Trump is an easy thing to do. It's not hard. The hardest thing to do is get it started, to start. Because you're going to piss somebody off. I could care less about pissing somebody off. I'm going to be true to myself and true to my oath. True to the people who elected me or to the people who appointed me. To say, well, I can't do anything because a lot of people like Donald Trump. They like everybody. But that doesn't keep you from being prosecuted, just like the Rosenbergs, Ethel and Julia. There's something that was there that wasn't right. And the brother-in-law, or the brother. Ethel supposedly wasn't involved in any of those shenanigans. So little of it that she didn't know what was going on. But still, she had to pay the piper, pay the same penalty that her husband did. Guilt through association. And sheesh. So she was executed along with him, the brother lived to be an old man, as far as I know. You really don't know who to trust in this world. And if you trust Donald Trump to tell you anything, and he said, well, they're going to come get me tomorrow and walk me out. I tell you, if you're supposed to have been in court in New York City tomorrow, they sure the hell gonna pick you up before Tuesday. You weren't meant to be in court then. Probably Wednesday. Offing you on Monday and say, well, we have a warrant for your arrest and so forth. And by the time they do the paperwork and extradition, one thing I have in mind, if he's afraid, why do he worry about going to New York City? Don't go until they call you. That means if they didn't call you for Tuesday, they ain't coming to get you for Tuesday and you in Florida or somewhere else. You ain't got that, that's logic. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Now, I don't know about Wednesday or Thursday, but I know jet planes and so forth, it ain't going to get you there that quick from Florida to New York for them to do all the intake work and paperwork and so forth. And they wanted to be meticulous when they bring him out and the cameras are rolling. And people, digital cameras, not talking about cell phones, good cameras. take pictures and so forth. I'm about ready to get out of here. We had a good show that we're going to do tonight. I won't tell you what it's going to be, what it was going to be. Maybe we'll do that for Friday. Depends on what happens tomorrow. Our week may be already spoken for if he is indicted tomorrow. It is what it is. So, you know, we're not against coming up with a special report. When other people are afraid, we come right out and give you a special report on the situation and explain what's going on and what could possibly go on. But as I tell you, keep in mind certain things. Especially, keep in mind that Donald Trump, no matter how they talk about him and try to make fun of him, he's not indicted yet. So he's innocent. They haven't charged him with anything yet. So Friday, we probably have a good show if we don't have to come back and do this special show again because he was right. Or it's a day off. Can you see Donald Trump on like Con Air flying this happy? Are they going to let him fly in a military special plane, or is he going to be on there with the other cons? That's a question. Can he get in his private jet? Which is, if he gets in his private jet, he can keep flying outside the country. They cannot allow that. They're going to take him into custody and handle it professionally. Because the Don already scared. He's going to go somewhere to where his buddies are. In Russia, we see that the president of China now is there with Putin. We see that Putin is in the Crimea trying to find out who really loves him. If he's looking good shots, especially nighttime, so they don't have to show you the bomb out buildings and craters and so forth. And cars strewn all over the place. That's rusty now. Remember, brand new just a few months ago. But Putin, they say now, a meeting with Xi of China, and they may broker a peace accord. Peace accord. The United States, the Secretary of State, should have been dealing with this on their own. The United Nations should have been dealing with this on its own. NATO should have been trying to see what it could do. We don't know if the Chinese are going to offer weapons to the Soviets. And I'm wondering, when you get to be a big country like the Soviets, what the hell do you need somebody else to offer you weapons? We're not offering anybody, come here and give us anything. We're giving weapons away. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of weapons. So it really shows how bad his country is if he's got to take handouts from outside the country to defend the motherland. Nishish. Or the fatherland, whichever you want to call it. You listen to the House of Leila Mas that you always get a double help of justice and truth. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. It's Trump's day of reckoning tomorrow. And that's because he chose it so. We are not taking that to be the case. We say that he says it is. So, got 24 hours in the day. We'll see from midnight tonight till midnight tomorrow night if he was right. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. Our friends, our numbers are really going up. They're seeing that it's nothing funny about what's going on. What do you talk about? The Chinese and Taiwan and war, maybe. War footing. The Chinese Navy building up stronger than any other Navy in the world. And that the American ships that we put billions of dollars in don't work like we thought it was going to work. The automated ships. That all the things that we did, we still are getting lies from the Chinese talking about where the COVID virus came from. Now it's come from raccoon dogs, as they call them. And in the United States, just call them raccoons. A whole lot of people like to eat them. So don't talk about just the Chinese. They swear on coon meat, a lot of people, especially people down south. Yes, indeed. But I tell you that they said that the rabbit has got diseases and so forth. I think they're going to do everything and anything they can to keep from having that laboratory looked at. And after a while, it's just that so much is cleaned up, so much is thrown away. So many people are fired or gone to somewhere else. They're not going to get the same breath of information they would have gotten immediately after the contamination started. So we know for a fact that they were bullying doctors, Chinese doctors, who wanted to tell the truth. And they say, well, no, we can't let you do that, because if you do that, it's going to hurt us. But I'm a doctor, not supposed to tell the truth. I'm supposed to do no harm. Just like Donald Trump is the president, he's supposed to do no harm. Or Joe Biden, and do no harm. The things that we told you tonight about President Trump and the supposed indictment tomorrow on the Stormy Daniels case, we'll see. A single betting man, I wonder how much money would you put on him being right? And how many people are going to say that he's wrong? That they're not going to do anything to you? Yep. We're about ready to get up and get out of here. You know, so glad that you decided to spend some time with us tonight. We hope that you found the show beneficial. More than any, of course, I would like to do a show where we have video as well as visuals as well as the audio. You can see graphs. We can have interviews and interview people. But you get more information just from me talking than you get from these other people coming in line to you. Because I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you like it is. I know what they're going to say and what they know. And I'm going to say it. Sheesh. They all thought I was crazy when I told you about the COVID virus coming. And other viruses and so forth that was coming. Polio and all that. They didn't pay me any attention. And then when I said that it came from possible a leak in the laboratory, they said it came from a bat. It comes from some other sources other than that laboratory. We want you to know firsthand information where you can make an independent decision of your own, whether you believe it or not. I'd like to have taken a poll tonight to find out how many of our listeners or the ones who wanted to participate actually believe that he will be indicted tomorrow. As I told you, I almost gave you my idea, and I don't see how, unless there's a leak in the DA's office, he's got it right. If so, he better get him a lottery ticket and play some Powerball and Mega, because he hitting it right on the head. You know, he might if nothing but get a free ticket. I still be playing. And sheesh. That with everything that's happening, his wife has said nothing. Also, I think that we need to speak on Jimmy Carter. Also, as I told you before, they keep showing images of him, Carter Center, and the people of Plains. We don't know what his status is, his health status. Some people say, well, we shouldn't know. It's none of our business. We're going to know one way or the other. Because whether he has a state funeral or whether he has a funeral just at the local church, it's going to be time consuming and a lot of money spent. And supposedly he wants, as far as I know, the whole shebang with President Biden there. We wish him well. We want him to, you know, have good thoughts. I don't like a lot of these things, hospice and so forth, to tell people, well, you're dying and you're not going to be alive after a certain amount of total information and a heads up. But you never know. And positive thinking and good living have extended people many years beyond the time given by a doctor, a specialist. So Jimmy sitting down there, they telling him that, well, we don't need to feed you. He's telling him, I want some greens and some cornbread and some fat back and some buttermilk. And get up there and turn him on some Netflix. And then ask for a slice of good American apple pie with some vanilla ice cream on it. And get ready for a good breakfast in the morning. See, that's what if the right people around him talk and say, how you feel? I feel pretty good. Well, then you need to eat something. Put something in your system. and Rosalind sit there with him, and they both enjoyed a good meal, he might reach 100. We're about ready to get up and get out of here. As I said, the House of Larry Lamont's, where you always get double held of justice and truth. If you'd like to be a patron, we'd be glad to have you as one. You'd like to follow us, we'd be glad that you do that and receive notification when we're on the air, what we're talking about. If you'd like to give some form of funds for this program to not only get better, but to stay better and to stay the best, because it's already there from day one. And everybody out there trying to imitate him, but they can't. Now I'm wondering how quickly they're not going to start talking about the leaks in the office of the DA. And who is feeding and funneling information to President Trump. So tomorrow we start looking and listening and seeing what's going on. The police are getting ready for something there in New York City, putting up barriers and blocking off streets and so forth. Trump has done a lot of harm just by opening his mouth and saying things that he thought he was smart and slick to say, but it was harmful. He didn't have to say none of those things that he said, but he did. You listen to Now Slayer the Mons, where you always get a double helpless and truth. You know, I tell you what Pappy used to say about Reverend Cook. He said, Reverend Cook say that, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. I'll see you on Flashback Friday. And sheesh.